Hey folks, welcome back to the audio drama that is How to Sell Technology to the Government. So last time we talked about the combatant commands, right? The folks who actually have the authority to use technology to fight wars and other things that militaries do. So today we're going to talk about the next archipelago, right? The what I call the E-ring archipelago. So if you're not familiar with how the Pentagon works, it's oriented in a bunch of rings, right? The outermost ring is where the E rings are, also where like half live. There's a whole like way it's set up. Anyway, so like the center ring of the Pentagon is the A ring, B ring, C D ring, E rings on the all the way to the outside, right? So that's kind of the joke, right? So the E ring archipelago, this is where the service secretaries lie. So remember, when you look at that overall org chart of how the military is organized, you have the Secretary of Defense, right? Underneath the Secretary of Defense, you have the individual service secretaries, right? Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Navy, Secretary of the Air Force. And then underneath them, you have the individual service chiefs of staff, right? So at that secretariat level is where the program executive offices lie. So go look at the Army. Right, they have the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, ASALT, as it goes. In the Navy, they have like Navy Sea Systems Command, right? The folks who actually buy stuff. They actually don't sit in the Pentagon for the most part. They sit over at the Washington Navy Yard, a little ways away, and on the other side of the Potomac. And then the Air Force has a bunch of folks, but I think it's Air Force Lifecycle Management Command, right? Or PEOs. Yeah, it's like a whole lifecycle management center. That's where all their PEOs are. Anyway, they're all under an assistant secretary, right? So there's an assistant secretary that's in charge of all those acquisition functions. Those are where the actual program executive offices, right? Program executive offices are run by program executive officers, right? Those are the folks who actually buy things, right? So the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is a joint program executive office, right? A JPEO, because more than one service, the Air Force and the Navy and the Marine Corps are all buying F-35s. So that's where all the money is, right? That's where the programs are that the budget funding, right? All the money that gets allocated by Congress goes into program elements that feed down into programs, which fall underneath those program executive offices. So a program executive office is like a large umbrella where they bucket a lot of programs, right? A program is where you're actually going to find a person who buys a thing. Those programs are run by program managers, right? So program managers have program elements for their programs to buy things. So PEO soldier in the Army, for instance, right? So the program executive office soldier does everything from like boots and MREs and body armor to like all kinds of other stuff, right? So there's a whole bunch of different items that they buy that are all underneath that PEO. Each one of those PEOs has a bunch of different program managers, right? That program manager is in charge of like, you know, they won't call it this, but like program manager for clothing, right? Or soldier protection. And there's literally a person. There is actually an individual person, a person with a name whose job it is to buy all the boots for the Army, right? Whose job it is to buy all of the BDUs, ACUs, or Army Combat Units, or whatever, AC, whatever they call them now, right? I'll buy all the uniforms for all of the Army. And so Congress allocates money in the budget. It goes into program lines that filter down to that individual person, or maybe a small number of people whose job it is to manage and do all of the purchasing. That program manager has to then work with the contracting firm to put out the solicitations, right, to go acquire those things. But that's where the acquisition professionals live, is in those program management shops underneath those program executive officers. Those are the actual customers who actually do the buying. You think about this in terms of like, you know, mom and dad have the credit card, right? They're the ones who go buy the food. The folks in the field, right? We'll talk about the component commands, the actual end users. The end users don't do the buying, right? The children don't go buy the cereal at the grocery store. It's the parents that do the buying. Parents might not eat the Lucky Charms, right? But they're the ones who actually do the buying. And those adults, those parents in this analogy are those program managers in those program executive offices that fall under the service secretariats, many of whom work. So that's cool. If you like what I'm putting out, like, subscribe, share, repost, do all the things, insert typical plead for social proof and sharing here. Tune in for the next one.